Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It is 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Philadelphia is easing restrictions on indoor dining and events today. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, even so, many businesses plan to continue to invest in both indoor and outdoor spaces, often with less staff than before.
Indoor event restrictions are loosening up, but wedding planner Joe Volpe says he just finalized finishing touches on lavish outdoor ballrooms, like one in Franklin Square.
15 chandeliers hanging. You know, we built 44 flower boxes and private restrooms with granite countertops, you know, all the bells and whistles.
Volpe is the owner of the planning business Chescafe, which had to reschedule hundreds of weddings last year. As of today, in Philadelphia, indoor events such as weddings and parties can have as many as 75 people present. But Volpe says many dreaming of a big indoor shindig will just keep waiting for those numbers to rise.
So they don't want to compromise in any way, and it's really worth the wait.
If case counts keep going down, indoor events will be allowed to have 150 people by the end of the month, promised city officials. Indoor dining is also expanding up to 75% of full capacity. Ben Falecha is with the local restaurant association.
They can open up the reservation the night before and fill those tables.
If they have the staff, he says. Falecha says staffing shortages were an issue pre-pandemic as well. They're just worse now.
It's not surprising at all that come 2021, when all of a sudden it's not just a few new restaurants that are opening, it's everybody looking for staff.
The jobs are also harder. Many duties are getting combined, says Susie Wilson, a prep cook at the airport who often goes 6 hours nonstop without a break.
I work like sometimes 6 hours straight before I can take any break because it is so much things to do.
She says wages are going up. She'll soon get $2 more per hour. But Wilson says she doesn't think many of her coworkers will be back until more people are fully vaccinated. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.